had an appetite fresh and hearty, for I was as many young barristers are, an impecunious party. I'd a swallow-tailed coat of a beautiful blue, a brief that I bought from a booby, a couple of shirts and a collar or two, and a ring that looked like a ruby. Westminster Hall, I danced a dance like a semi-despondent fury, for I thought that I never should hit on the chance of addressing a British jury. But I soon got tired of third-class journeys and dinners of bread and water, so I fell in love with Richard Turney's elderly, ugly daughter. Richard Turney, he jumped with joy and replied to my fond professions, "You shall reap the reward of your pluck, my boy, at the Bailey and Middlesex sessions. You'll soon get used to her look," said he, "and a very nice girl you'll find her. She'll very well pass for 43, the dust of the light behind her.
She'll very well pass for 43, the dust of the light behind her."
The Richard Turney was good as his word, the breeze came through being gaily, and every day my voice was heard at the sessions or ancient Bailey. All these who could my fees afford relied on my orations, and many a burglar I restored to his friends and his relations.
And many a burglar I restored to his friends and his relations.
At length I became as rich as the Turneys, and incubus then I thought her. So I threw over that Richard Turney's elderly, ugly daughter. The Richard Turney, my character high, tried vainly to disparage.
No.
Yes. And now if you please, I'm ready to try this breach of promise of marriage.
And now if you please, I'm ready to try this breach of promise of marriage.
For now I'm a judge, yes, now I'm a judge. Though all my love is much, yet I never, never budge, but I live and die a judge.
It was managed by a job. It was managed by a job.
It was painted to the mob that my being a made a mob was effected by a job.
And more.